All right, everybody, I needed to hop on and talk to you all about the new budget numbers that we just got from the Department of Defense, because at a time when Pete Hegseth is already crashing out every single morning over the Iran war collapsing on this administration, we now have numbers that are just entirely unacceptable coming from the Department of Defense that show they have been blowing through our taxpayer dollars. Pete Hegseth reportedly blew through $93 billion in 1 month. This is the biggest monthly expense for the Pentagon since 2008. And I'll list off in just one moment what they spent it on. But you know what pisses me off about all of this? You know what pisses me off about this new war with Iran, about all of this reckless spending from the administration? Is that these same neocon boomer Republicans have gaslit me and you guys and said that it's fiscally irresponsible to spend money on healthcare, or that it is fiscally irresponsible to spend too much money on infrastructure and investing in our own education. But all of a sudden, any calculation of fiscal responsibility is thrown out the window when it comes to war, when it comes to bombing a school with 160 children, killing them all. Any calculation of fiscal responsibility goes out the window when it comes to shoveling money to Israel, or Pete Hegseth blowing $93 billion in 1 month, as this shows. So I want to walk you all through some clips of Pete Hegseth this morning, some clips of Donald Trump, and talk to you all about how erratic and reckless this administration, this Pentagon, is. I'm in a little bit of a different setting today. I'm in New York City because tonight I will be on CNN Newsnight with Abby Phillip at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, talking about this very thing. So make sure you turn into Newsnight tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Back to the story. The news is that Pete Hegseth blew through $93 billion in 1 month. They spent $225 million on furniture, $15 million on ribeye steaks, $5 million on Apple devices, $7 million on lobster, another $2 million on crab legs, a $98,000 grand piano for a staffer's home was bought with your taxpayer dollars, my taxpayer dollars. I find paying taxes to be something that is painful but necessary for the continuation of America. But every single time I pay taxes and see stories like this, it really demotivates and disincentivizes me. I wish my taxpayer dollars were going towards healthcare or things that I actually cared about. That would make it a lot less painful. But to continue, $140,000 on donuts, $124,000 on ice cream machines, $12,000 on fruit basket stands. This is before we even introduce the endless amount of money spent on the actual warfare that is not necessary. We tried with Afghanistan, we tried with Iraq to influence other countries, and all we got for that, for this war, was hundreds of thousands of deaths and trillions of dollars in debt. Now, we pay $1 trillion per year just on the interest for our debt. That is going to burden my generation, and anybody watching is burdened by this, but my generation, since I'm 23 years old, we burdened by this for decades and decades and decades to come. And what are we spending money on? We're spending money on Apple devices and crab legs. Not just spending money on crab legs. We're spending $2 million on crab legs. How many damn crab legs did Pete Hegseth eat over the past few years? Obviously, I'm joking. It wasn't all spent on him. But the argument the Pentagon is going to make regarding this is that they had to spend this money or else their budget gets cut the next year. That is how it works. That if you don't spend the amount of money you're allocated, your budget gets cut by the amount that you didn't spend. But if that's the case, then that means we can just cut the Pentagon's budget. That means they deserve less money if they're going to spend it on crab legs and lobster and grand pianos and fruit baskets. It is sickening that they feel forced to spend our taxpayer dollars to keep up with some sort of game when our deficit, our debt, is already ballooning to such an extent that we cannot keep up with it. Okay, let's check out what Pete Hegseth said this morning when the Pentagon held a press briefing. Each of these press briefings has been increasingly more erratic, and Pete Hegseth just can't figure out his messaging on this. He says in one breath that this is not a nation-building mission, that they do not want regime change. And then Donald Trump will say in the next breath that actually we do want to switch out the leaderships. We do have some ideas on who will be in power next. So is it not regime change? Is it regime change? We don't quite have an answer. So a reporter asked Pete Hegseth, hey, Trump said he had a really good call with Putin yesterday. Will Russia be aiding us in this conflict? Play the clip.
Secretary, there's been reports that the new leader of Iran has been wounded. Do you know if this is true and what his condition is? And then another one, President Trump said he had a really good call with President Putin yesterday. Will Russia be aiding us in this conflict? And can you share anything on that?
Well, the president, as I've said before, maintains strong relationships with world leaders, which creates opportunities and options for us in very dynamic ways. So the president said it was a good call. I was not on it, but those that were said it was a strong call, reaffirming hopefully the opportunity for some peace in Russia-Ukraine, and also a recognition that as it pertains to this conflict, they should not be involved. The first question was?
On the new leader of Iran, there's reports that he's been wounded.
Oh, the new leader of Iran. He would be wise to heed the words of our president, which is to not pursue nuclear weapons and come out and state as such. As far as his status, that's not something I can comment on right now.
Oh my God, these people are absolute stooges. These people are absolute dumbasses who are getting played. Donald Trump eased oil sanctions on Russia so that India could buy more oil, so that other countries could buy more oil and free up the supply. He didn't realize that that was giving Russia more money and that Russia was actively funding, not funding, but actively helping Iran gain intelligence. So in a roundabout way, we have made it easier for our enemies to attack our troops. And Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump are naively talking about peace in Russia and Ukraine. Dude, the last word on Vladimir Putin's mind right now is peace. Vladimir Putin sees a new conflict opening up in the Middle East and is going to double down on his war with Ukraine because he knows that the United States is distracted, the United States is losing munitions, he knows that he's getting richer off of this war in the Middle East because now he has more oil to give people. Vladimir Putin is straight up benefiting from this war, and then he turns around and calls Donald Trump and acts like he's concerned. Honestly, the strategic psychology from Vladimir Putin is so effing annoying because it works so well on Donald Trump. All Putin has to do is call Donald Trump and just praise him a little bit, glaze him a little bit, act a little bit concerned about this war, and Trump will think Putin is on our side when it is anything but that. Putin is salivating at the idea that there is another war going on that can distract away from his invasion of Ukraine. Let's go on to the next clip where Pete Hegseth says, "No nation takes more precautions to ensure there's never targeting of civilians than the U.S. I'm going to play a short portion of this clip where he says that, and we just know that's not true. Play the clip.
President Trump has long said that he wants to minimize the loss of life in war. Which wherever it occurs in whatever country, which so many people obviously appreciate. Can you detail the specific measures the Pentagon is taking to minimize civilian casualties and strikes inside Iran? And secondarily, is the Pentagon prioritizing replenishment of precision-guided munitions, long-range strike weapons, or air defense interceptors? And can you share any details on which systems are being prioritized?"
Yeah, seeing it from the inside every single day, including this, no nation takes more precautions to ensure there's never targeting of civilians than the United States of America. From the boat strikes in the Caribbean, where every single strike is assessed to this campaign here, no nation in the history of warfare has ever attempted in every way possible to avoid civilian casualties. And frankly, that's a point that just isn't appreciated enough.
That's him saying that after we killed 160 schoolgirls, after we provided Israel with endless munitions and likely committed war crimes during this and other missions overseen by Pete Hegseth, like those strikes in the Caribbean a few months ago. Pete Hegseth then goes on to deliver his ChatGPT jingoistic bullshit where he says, "We are laser focused with maximum authority." Like, none of this actually means anything. He's just saying words that he thinks a military guy should say in a movie. Watch, play the clip.
"On day 10 of Operation Epic Fury, we are winning with an overwhelming and unrelenting focus on our objectives, which are the same as the day I gave my first briefing here on Operation Epic Fury. They're straightforward, and we are executing them with ruthless precision. One, destroy their missile stockpiles, their missile launchers, and their defense industrial base, missiles and their ability to make them. Two, destroy their navy. And three, permanently deny Iran nuclear weapons forever. It's a laser-focused, maximum authority mission delivered with overwhelming and unrelenting precision. No hesitation, no half measures. As President Trump declared yesterday, we're crushing the enemy in an overwhelming display of technical skill and military force. We will not relent until the enemy is totally and decisively defeated.
Okay, so I want to remind you all, after watching those clips of MAGA Pete Hegseth, that this is the man that Donald Trump is relying on for information. Donald Trump's CEO style of executive authority has him planting people in positions, and those people come and report back to him. So Pete Hegseth is the one reporting back to Donald Trump, and that's why we started this war. Even yesterday, Trump said that he got his information about the start of this war from a few people: Jared Kushner, Steve Witkoff, Marco Rubio, and Pete Hegseth. So Pete Hegseth is the one who is informing Donald Trump on these decisions when he doesn't know anything himself. Watch this clip of Trump saying this. Play the clip.
The situation was very quickly approaching the point of no return, and the United States found it intolerable, in my opinion, based on what Steve and Jared and Pete and others were telling me, Marco, so involved, that I thought that they were going to attack us. I thought they would, if we didn't do this at the time we did it, I think they had in mind to attack us. And
and as Mehdi Hasan points out in the replies, two possible things going on here. Number one, Trump, the man-child, was manipulated into this war by people around him with their own political, like Rubio, financial, like Witkoff and Kushner, or religious agendas, like Hegseth. Or two, Trump is trying to divert the blame for this unpopular war onto others. It's probably a mix of both. I mean, the reality is Trump was manipulated into doing this by Netanyahu and probably by Rubio and Hegseth and a few other people. And at the same time, he's not happy with how unpopular this has turned out thus far. This loops us all the way back around to the beginning, talking about the endless money that we're spending, not only on wars, but on fluffing up the Pentagon with furniture, lobster, crab legs, ribeyes. This needs to be a bigger scandal. We need to keep talking about how our taxpayer dollars are used, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.